Hi, welcome back. Thank you for joining me on the Anxiously Artistic podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alondra, and today I want to discuss intention. Now, this was a topic that hit me in the chest pretty hard this week or the past few days because the Lord kind of convicted me of how I was sitting with my intentions, or if I were even setting them. And that is the big issue that I was having. So I began to think about how people have mission statements and vision statements for their product, their company, their website, and whatever. And I remember in undergrad that as part of our portfolio packages and other projects, I would have to develop these mission statements and the vision for my brand, so to speak. And that was always something so difficult for me to do, especially because I felt like I was still finding out who I was as a designer and artistically what I wanted. And I knew at the time that I wanted to make clothing that was affordable but didn't compromise on details. And I'm still very much for that now. I still do custom clothing. I actually have a prom dress that I need to make, that I need to work on soon. But I just remember finding it so difficult for me to figure out what it is that I wanted to say about myself. And that became such an issue because I find it difficult to talk about myself as a brand, as a creator, as whatever. I am one of those people that chiefly believes that your work should speak for you. But sometimes you do have to give the elevator pitch, which is difficult. And maybe it's because I never took public speaking. And I could definitely benefit from a course on public speaking. But either way, I started to situate that into my thinking this past week. And I actually wrote some notes down about it because it was something that I needed to attack. I felt like it was something that the Lord was weighing heavily on my mind, because as I start this new thing, as I create more podcast episodes, and as I work on my website, which is no easy feat, I need to set the tone for what it is that I want to stand for, what I want to do. So I began to realize that I need to figure out what my call to action is going to be for the community that I want to build, right? And that the burden shouldn't necessarily be all on my shoulders. Not that I think it's a burden, but I don't have to do all things alone. That there is a community of people that I want to reach, but I need to, you know, create this beacon for them to find me and me to find them. And that also coincided with a conversation that I had with a really good friend of mine that I met last year at a retreat. And we were talking about growth. And I think I said something to her along the lines of, I think I may be at a quarter life crisis or a midlife crisis. And she quickly interrupted me and told me, no, baby, that's just growth. And I was like, no, I feel like I'm at this crossroads. It's at this dilemma because I knew school for so long. My mom jokes and says that I've been in school for 30 years, which may not be an exaggeration. She put me in school when I was like 2. But we were talking about, or I was talking about, how I feel like I'm at this bit of an impasse with reinventing myself. I don't know who I want to be. I don't know who I am. I have held on to being under someone, like being a student, for so long that this coming out of this shell looks different, and it's scary for me because I don't know this position all that well. And I also want to say that I think that growth looks like shedding trauma and no longer being a victim, but instead a survivor, and being able to craft what you want your life to look like outside of trauma and what a newly healed and healing, because it's always a process, looks like. And so I think that is what my friend was reading off of me when she was saying, no, love, this is growth. And you're able to reinvent yourself and you're able to have segments of the self that people may not be privy to. Does not make you a bad person. It makes you have boundaries. And, you know, you get to be that person for yourself, right? And I think that's part of learning from trauma, is to establish boundaries. Once you've gotten past all of the triggers and all of the things that once upon a time hurt. Anyway, that aside. And so I began to question a few things. And a couple of those questions came up as, well, how can this feel and look scary? And I think I just answered that. When you are used to doing things a certain way for a while, like do this, do that, create this, create that. And I think that is part of the problem with some of the modern educational system, is that while we've done so much for critical thinking, we're still pretty much institutionalized, just like any other institution within the American system. And we're told when to come to class, how to do our work, and yada, yada, yada. And that was one thing as an educator when I was teaching, that I wasn't trying to tell my students exactly what to do. I would give them the tools and let them come to a conclusion on their own. And while I've built that up to try to edify my students, I think I forgot at some point to do that for myself, particularly because grad school can look differently from undergrad to grad school. And while you do have some more liberties, it can also very much depend on your committee and the college under which, you know, you preside. So I think that was one of the big things for me, was that I was so used to doing things a certain way that when I've pretty much been given my own wings, it's just like, well, how do I want this version of Alondra to look? How do I want to branch into community building? Something that I don't think that I'm well versed in, or haven't thought that I was well versed in for a while. But on the flip side of how can this look scary, how can this empower you? How can this renew your spirit for working towards a goal that you want, right? So how can creating intentions get you closer to the end product? And then that further got me to thinking and wanting to write out and say out loud and kind of memorialize in either text or audio, what would I like for my intentions to be? Here, particularly, what do I want? There are things business-wise that I want and I crave as a career choice. And then there are things, I think, while they're not necessarily outside of that scope, they differ, so to speak. And I wrote down a couple of things. So one of them is a hope to find my people and establish community. I want to be able to create a safe space for Black women and women of color, particularly creators, whether under the umbrella of creation, to have a place to be able to let loose, to let their hair down, to talk, to convene, to do whatever, to know that they are loved and loved on, and to know that their experiences, while they are their own, they also ripple through to other people, and we feel some of the same pains and some of the same hurts, but we also share some of the same joys and some of the same happiness. And I want to be able to, again, have a beacon of that for my community, because that is something that I feel like I'm lacking. is a safe space. And an advisor of mine used to tell me, great mentor, she would just always run around wagging to me, be the change, be the change. And so those words hit home now, where it's just like, well, I can't expect to piggyback off of someone else's work if they won't let me in. I have to open myself up and let as many people in as I can. Also, building a safe space for creatives like me, so that goes into establishing community and support and love on Black women. Grow myself. That is something that I feel like I desperately need here, is to be able to go outside of the timidity that I have clung to as comfort for a really long time and bear myself. It's a scary thing to bear oneself, especially as an introvert. It's scary for me to rehash things that I didn't realize that I had buried or dissociated from or hidden from myself, whatever. But there are other people that may need that, just like I've needed people to speak up for their experiences so that I feel justified. I feel seen and I'm verified in feeling the way that I feel and being the way that I am. And another one is to ultimately offer one-of-a-kind products that edify Black women and women of color and that support sustainability. So if you don't know, I own a shop over on Etsy where I create accessories, my drug of choice, so to speak. Right now, are patches. I sketch my patches out. I do paper renderings, I do digital renderings, and then I take it into my software and I play with it until I get them right enough. And then I begin tests on choosing colors, on stitching, just to see what things look like. And then once everything is finalized, I sometimes hold on to them. And I'm trying to get past that, but a lot of things I do actually have up for sale. Not only do I do that, I do screen printing, so I print totes. There's some other things that I really am trying to get into. Sorry, birds. There are other things that I'm trying to get into right now that I won't necessarily discuss. But I also do prints, I do art prints. And I think I may want to branch into digital prints. And I used to do jewelry. I've done jewelry in the past. And I also, what else? I also do custom work. So there are a couple of clients that I've worked with pretty regularly. There's one client that I adore. I've been working with her for years. She's just always like, hey, I need this. And then I'm just like, okay. So we work that out. But there are some one-off customers that I've done custom work for too. And there are some clients that I've done some really big numbers for. But yeah, so I want to offer things for people that are handmade, Black woman, you know, made, and they're small. Well, it's a small business, so I'm accessible. You can talk to me. You don't have to go through a bunch of other people. Not knocking corporations that do that, but that's just not the model by which I want to do right now. But anyway, so these are intentions that I am setting out. I'm getting it out of my heart, getting it out of my head, and I'm moving beyond myself. And this is a way I feel like will make me more accountable, because if I say it, not necessarily into the ether, but if I put it out and then people can call me on it, then I have to maintain that. This is just one of those accountability checks that I have to do. So it's funny because I was looking up scripture to kind of back me up. And instead of necessarily backing me up, and it did, but God is funny. He convicted me a bit before we got to that point. And I love that he convicted me. So a couple of scriptures that I thought were pertinent were pertinent for intentions or being intentional, intention building. One of them is Proverbs 24:27. Chapter 24, verse 27, this says, prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. And it made me think about building my house, right? I don't want to necessarily release right now that my website is up and running because I'm still doing tweaks. But let's be real, I'll always be doing tweaks. You know, one of those things about being a creative is that everybody else may think it's perfect, but you're always in the back of your mind saying this can be changed and this can be changed. And at some point, it just has to be publishable, right? You can always go back and make a second version later. And so that really touched my spirit because that is one of the things that I'm trying to do intentionally, right? I am preparing all of this work. I am collecting all of the content that I've made over the past, I don't know how many years. And I'm going through texts that I've read to create essays. I'm going back through my old research journals because there are a lot of essays that I've written in there that I can pull from because that's my own personal journal. I've only let like one or two other people see it. And so there's just a collection there that I wrote it for a reason. And at some point, I want to publish it in some form. Another verse that I thought was interesting was Luke chapter 14, verse 28, in which it says, for which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to and whether he has enough to complete it. And so the cost here is the intention. I want to build this community. I want to build this thing. But what is the purpose in all of it? If I don't have a roadmap or a guide to lead me down this thing, then I'm surely going to lose a lot. Honestly, I'm going to lose hope. I'm going to lose spirit. I am going to lose momentum. And ultimately, I won't get the thing that I say that I crave. And I also have to know that Rome wasn't built in a day. This is not going to take a quick time. Funny story. When I was, someone reached out to me about this website. And I may have mentioned this before. I'm sorry if I did. But when they reached out to me, they were like, hey, we want to build you a website. And I was like, score. Because I tried to work with someone previously and unfortunately it didn't work out. And I knew that I wanted to build a website again. And pretty soon I owned my domain. And I had just stopped the old website that I had in like August, September, maybe. I can't remember. And it just wasn't working for me. I didn't have the freedom that I wanted to have with that website. Prior to that, the last website that I had was for my master's thesis project. And it was in similar lines of what I'm doing now, but it was, again, it was for a project. So it was a bit of a visual resume for the things that I had worked on up until that point. But there wasn't any depth to either of those websites. And I knew that I wanted something that had some substance to it. So anyway, reached out, you know, last year and went back and forth a lot with these wonderful people. And it's so funny to me because they handed it over to me about a month ago, I suppose, a little bit over a month ago. And I got it back and I knew that I was just going to have to, they were like, oh, you're just going to have to put pictures in and, you know, fill it with content. And I was like, cool, great, whatever. And I received the website and I had to change everything. Not only did I have to change everything, but I had to learn how to, like, I knew some coding because I held a blog like over a decade ago. So I knew some low level whatever. So I understood how to make some things change, but I had never used this platform before. And boy, has it been a chore. And in doing that, these scriptures would have been something that I needed in that moment, trying to switch things around, because I found myself wanting to give up every day. I want to say the first week or two, I may have messed with my sight for a day and I stopped. I put my hands up and I was just like, yeah, no, I can't do this. This is difficult for me. And I really hurt my own feelings doing that, because I was like, I'm not a quitter. I've never quit anything. If there's something that I don't see myself succeeding at, I just wouldn't start. And maybe that's quitting. But I knew that I needed to make changes. There were personal goals that I had for myself that I wanted to get done. And I wanted to create my portfolio and put it on my website. And there was no way that that was going to get done outside of that. I had to go through years of pictures and hard drives and other, you know, discs to find certain photos, and nobody else had those. So I was just like, I got to sit down and I got to make this work. And as I began to do it, and it has tired me out on days where I've worked from sunup to sundown. But a reflection of what I was doing was essentially trying to prepare my work and get everything ready so that I could build this house. And another scripture that rings true for this is Proverbs 21:5. And it says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. And not that I'm like trying to create wealth abundance necessarily, but I have to be diligent with my intentions. Another scripture that definitely hit home was Ecclesiastes 5:3. Where it says, for a dream comes with much business. And I got a lot of business that I have to work through to make this dream work. And so on the one hand, I have this dream. But on the other hand, I have to do the work, right? Because faith without works is dead. And how can I expect to see something come to fruition if I am not trying to make even one step towards the goal day by day? So I've been diligently working. Like I said, probably I rolled my sleeves up about a month ago and was just like, you know what? I have to full hammer this thing, and I'm not coming up until this is done. And I'm so proud that I have like stayed the course with it, because now I can look at a website that I have shifted almost every aspect around that looks completely different than it did at the end of February than it does now. I have got my logo set. I've gotten all of these buttons created on it, and it's linking just how I want it to link around, and it looks just like I want it to look. Simple but busy. I can't really explain that. You just got to take a look. But it's this beautiful product. Because one, I was trying to maintain the intentions that I have for myself, for myself as a brand, not just for this website, because I want to go beyond just the website, right? I want everything that is in my shop to reflect the website, and the website to reflect the shop, and the shop to reflect the podcast, and like all of these things, and the community to be wrapped up all in that. But one, I got to set the intentions. Two, I got to stop being afraid to be seen. So anyway, I just wanted to get that off of my chest today. I hope there were some tidbits there that kind of tugged at your heartstrings. Thank you for listening, as always. And until next time, bye.